Rain Meditation. In this meditation, we'll be using a tool called RAIN. Recognize, allow, investigate, non-identification, and nurturing. RAIN directly deconditions the habitual ways in which you resist your moment-to-moment experience. We begin by recognizing what is really happening in the present moment. It may be something we are self-critical about. We just let it come into awareness. Once we've recognized what's happening, we just allow it to be. We don't criticize ourselves or try to change it. Then we investigate with kindness. You might ask what most wants attention. And finally, we come to the N, which I take to mean two things. First is to not identify with the problem or behavior. I am not the behavior I dislike. Second is to nurture yourself. Send yourself loving kindness and compassion. As you come into stillness, sit in a posture that is relaxed and alert. Take a few full breaths. A deep in-breath, and a slow out-breath. Another deep in-breath, filling the chest and the lungs. Breathing out, feeling the breath as you exhale. Letting the breath resume its natural rhythm. Letting the breath breathe itself. Take a few moments to scan your life. You might notice where you have turned on yourself in some way. It could be with your relationship with others or in your own behavior. It may be a conflict where you're feeling bad about yourself. Or you're at war with yourself for the way you're behaving with a partner, a friend, or your child. It may be something difficult at work. Where do you get into the trance of unworthiness? Where you have the belief that you're falling short? That you're not lovable, not okay? Feeling something is wrong with you. We begin RAIN by recognizing that feeling or belief that puts you into a trance. At war with yourself. Recognizing the thoughts and feelings of the trance. Recognize. Just allow this to be here right now. This is how it is right now. Allow. Next, we investigate with curiosity. Be gentle. What is it like when you're in a trance? What are you believing right now? I will always fail. Things will never get better. No one could love me. I am not good enough. Notice your beliefs. Notice how your body feels when you're in the trance of unworthiness. What are you feeling in your chest? What are you feeling in your belly? Where else do you feel contraction in your body? Investigate. The most important part of investigating is connecting with what it feels like in your body. This will help you be aware of the trance coming on in the future. Sense the most vulnerable part of you. Where do you feel the worst? Sense what that part needs most. The part that feels not okay, what does it need? Does it need to be seen in a different way? Loved? Understood? Held with kindness? Remember, you are not the bad behavior or feeling. I am not the behavior I dislike. non-identification. As you are feeling into that not okay place, experiment with putting your hand on your heart. This is the beginning of the nourishing part of RAIN. Perhaps there are words you offer to yourself. It's okay, sweetheart. I am sorry and I love you. I am sorry you are suffering. You may sense the love of the divine or the innate goodness flowing in you. Nourish yourself with self-compassion. Keep exploring what really allows you to feel the love flowing in. Just the intention to let love flow inwardly deconditions the tendency to be at war with ourselves. Sense the tenderness and spaciousness of being when we are not at war with ourselves. My beloved child, break your heart no longer. Each time you judge yourself, you break your own heart. You stop feeding on the love, which is the wellspring of your vitality. The time has come, your time to live, to celebrate, and to see the goodness that you are. You are, my child, are divine. You are pure. You are sublimely free. You are God in disguise, and you're always perfectly safe. Do not fight the dark, just turn on the light. Let go and breathe into the goodness that you are. A poem by the Indian master, Bapuji. And when you are ready, you may open your eyes.